gloriously sunny. What a beautiful day to visit Bletchley Park. And if you haven't been, I highly recommend it, as I always do when I'm here. I'm standing next to Mike Howie. Mike, what are you here for today? What are you responsible for?
We are we're just formally launching our multimedia tour of Bletchley Park for adults and for kids. So we've got a bit of a focus group in looking at it, looking forward to feedback from them. And it's kind of the culmination of 6 months' work producing what we hope is a really engaging tour for the site.
Interesting, because I don't know if you saw the tours that were here before.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you know, tours, when you go to places like this, they're very difficult to kind of upgrade once they've been installed. And with a place like Bletchley Park, which has just had an incredible wealth of information, with new information coming all the time, and information, of course, being lost as people who used to work here die. That looks like lunch going past. It's an incredible job, but you have a history in making these kind of apps, don't you?
Yeah, we work in what we call the cultural market. So we work places like National Portrait Gallery and Chatsworth House and Waddesdon Manor National Trust sites. So we know that audio guides for some time have been losing their shine for the visiting public, and expectations have become greater. People want more media, they want it in shorter bursts, and they want to be wowed. And so we've really taken to doing that, and we've launched so many multimedia tours recently to replace old audio guides like they used to have here.
Tell me why you chose the iPod Touch. I hope it's because, unlike myself, you get a massive discount on buying 700 units.
Do you know, the the amazing thing is I don't.
Oh, really?
even the most greatest adopter of Apple equipment, I don't think you could squeeze more than a couple of percent out of Apple. They are a machine producing machines. But they're a great device, and they work very well for us. Apple have been good to us, so they've helped us a little bit, and we designed cases to go around the iPod Touches that are rugged, that can stop them from breaking when you drop them, we hope, and it seems to work very well. It locks them down so that the visiting public mainly see the value of the machine, which is that they've got a fantastic screen and a really good processor, and we can work our magic on the content. So it's a vehicle, really, for us to deliver our content.
And I guess for the money per unit, it is quite amazing what you can do with it. I must admit, I'm on, I think, the 15th attempt to actually hack it, but every code I try is not working. Every date, every war date, every Alan Turing connection, it's quite well locked down now, isn't it?
It is.
I hear that there were some children who were able to get in straight away and have a play with the back end.
Before we locked it down, yes, they did, and they had some great fun with it.
Which is brilliant, because it's all about code breaking.
Absolutely. They broke it, and they put I broke Bletchley on the names of the folders, which was interesting. But we hope we've managed to lock that down now, but I've no doubt somebody will find their way in somehow or another.
Well, maybe there should be a small prize in there, so at least they come to you and tell you you've done it, and then you'll find all the...
Absolutely, there's an opportunity, isn't there? Perhaps we'll do that. The app version should be out in September, so we're going to give probably a slightly lighter, slightly lower quality in terms of definition.
Do you think so? Because there's an awful lot of history there. I mean, I'd love to see, because I know that the place is evolving and developing, and to be able to look at the map and click on the visitors centre, which isn't actually built yet, but get a shop, for example, to assist in raising revenue. I don't know how Apple feels about having a shop within an app. I'm sure if Amazon are
around. No, it's perfectly possible to do that. And anyway, you can link to, on the app, of course, you can link to external things. So you can link to websites and you can run all sorts of things on it. But I purely meant, when you get the app, you'll be given certain things included within the app, but then the choice is really about how long you're willing to wait, because ultimately this is a video device that we're using it for, so it could be as large as, for high definition, 800 megs per tour, and people with a 16 gig iPhone perhaps don't want to give that up. So the lighter version is 200-300 megs, and therefore more palatable.
I see what you're saying as well. I mean, there's no reason why you can't do you know, have a selection where people can choose to stream some of the content with 4G hopefully being rolled out at some point, and access to that kind of bandwidth. There's, you know, maybe you download what you need when you need it.
Absolutely. But at the moment, they haven't got the Wi-Fi on site. But it's all in the plans. Yeah. And these guys are great. You know, these guys are talking to us now about the next stage, about the... because we are always on the wacky end of developing the technology, and we're hoping to engage with things like Google Glasses. You know, I'd love to come here in 10 years' time and be able to meet Alan Turing virtually as I wander around the site and find out more. So we're this is a first stage for us, bring the interpretation up so it's really great and engaging, lots for the kids to do, and then work on it and develop it.
Interesting, because there was some apologies made for the slight cheese that you may experience should you listen to the children's tour, and I prepared myself, but I actually really enjoyed it. I actually think that you've got to kind of ham it up as an actor or actress back in the day to keep kids' attentions. You know, I love the fact you had some code-breaking games embedded within there. Too many football references for my liking, but you know. but for me, one of the most powerful aspects of the way multimedia can be used in this way is to actually stand in a place and listen to somebody who worked in that place. So you've got some veterans in there. Is there any plan to get any more veterans involved?
We've got more that we could use in terms of veterans interviews. It's picking the right ones, and then for the children, picking the bits and pieces that are relevant to them that they can identify with. And we thought the idea of making them junior code breakers was the best way to engage them, and hopefully on the way they pick up some information, some historical references, and they have fun and they engage in the site and come away with a good experience and an appreciation of what Bletchley really meant.
And of course, you know, one side effect of this app being released to the general public will be huge exposure to a place some people still don't know existed.
I know. It doesn't look an incredible sight, does it? It's very underwhelming when you think of all that went on.
It was
here.
Meant to be secret.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, of course, there was an awful lot more people. Even today, it's really busy. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 large groups of people, and people standing in the trees chatting and in the distance on benches. But it's a fraction of the people that were working here.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the place was overrun with people all trying to solve these incredible puzzles, the mixture of chess players and Cambridge dons and these incredibly clever people doing this. It must have been quite a place, and there's a lot of people now who don't know about it, and they need to come here and really understand and appreciate it.
I hope that if you do get to download the app, you realize that you are looking at a window to a place that is very accessible, and you can wander around on foot, and as interactive as the technology will be, don't forget that there are also some exceptionally interactive individuals who can take you by the hand and answer your questions face to face. The professionals who have been here for quite
absolutely.
A while, and I'm sure you've dipped into the knowledge of.
Absolutely, we followed them around when we were writing the script, and you know, ultimately, a one-on-one with a real person, you're never going to beat. So we're doing our very best to support them. And people do, we've been watching people take the tour and use the iTouch guide as well. And between the two of them, get the really absolutely the most out of the visit.
Fantastic. I do feel that, you know, although if you speak to some of the geeks, oh, this has been a long time coming, I'm understanding just how big an undertaking it is. And I'm looking forward to the evolution of the app as you progress and start to put more of the content you already have and tweak it. As to some of the feedback you've been getting.
Yeah, we're going to continue that process. We work on long relationships with sites, so this is the start for us, and hopefully we'll have those Google glasses on in X number of years and be seeing the enhanced version of it. But in between, we anticipate we're going to be adding more material to keep it fresh and push it out there.
Mike, thank you very much.
No problem.